Don't set up a price with somebody that you're going to buy fruits from him until the marketplace price is set. But once it's determined and set up, then all of these agreements can be made. And even though the seller doesn't have, the seller can easily get it. So since the seller can easily get it, you purchased it, and we look at it as the item was already in the seller's rishus. And when the item is already in the seller's rishus and you purchased it, we said earlier that we look at as if it's already in your rishus, because you can gotten that directly from the seller, because you really own that in a certain way, because you really shouldn't be chozer. So there's a certain connection that you have to it, that we make it that even the buyer, that it went up in the buyer's rishus. Hayahu techila lekotzrim, if he was the first one to reap, posikimo alagodish, he can stipulate with him for the heap of grain, and also v'ala ovich al anovim. By the way, these are where the guy actually has it himself. This is before the set market. The whole point of the set market is that he can get it from somebody else even though he doesn't have. But if he actually has, which is this case, and all these cases right now, then you don't have to wait for the market because he actually has it. So this is v'ala ovich al anovim. This is a basket of grapes, if he has that, v'al ha-maton shal zesim, or a vat of olives, v'al ha-beitzim shal yotzer, and also the egg-shaped pottery that they would use. They would have these egg-shaped clumps to work with. V'al ha-sid mishishko b'kivshon, and also from lime that was buried into the kivshon, that hot, I don't know what it's called, cauldron, kiln, whatever it's called. Uposikimo ala zevel kol yimos hashana. But when it comes to zevel, fertilizer, he can be posik all days of the year, even, obviously, if he doesn't have, and even if they were not posik in the shahr, even if they didn't set up the market price, because that's something that you can get easily anywhere. Even if they didn't set up a market price here, you can do it at any time, kol yimos hashana, even in the winter when they didn't have so much, because the Melech Shlomo says this is something that's very common, and eventually you can find it from somebody, the seller can. Rabbi Yossi Omer ein poskin ala zevel im kein hoysalo zevel ba'ashba. Rabbi Yossi says you can't do this unless the seller has it in his own heap, because nobody's selling it to him at this point, so he has to actually have it. The chum matir, however the chum matir. But Farisol says, but that which the chachamar matir, it's dafka in the beginning of the summer, where the fertilizer is very common, that it became already broken down and stepped on in the winter time, but not at other times of the year. The Mishnah continues. Tais Yontif says this next part is going on the beginning of the Mishnah. Uposikimo kishar hagavoa. When the seller establishes a price with a buyer, they can set up that this is the price we're stipulating, but let's say he only actually takes the fruits in a few months and the prices go down. So they can actually set the price up as the maximum price. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afal pishalo pasikimo kishar hagavoa. Even if he didn't do this, yachalomer lo ten li kazeh o ten li ma'osai. The buyer can still say to him, give me the lower price, which it is now, because the prices went down, or give me my money back. Because, according to Behuda, there was an unwritten rule, an unwritten understanding that everybody knew that if the price did go down, when I paid you up front for it, that I, the buyer, would benefit from the lower price. It's something that was almost like an unwritten understanding. However, the Rav says, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.